So you've probably got a pretty good idea of what's going on now. We're going to go through those chakras and we're going to evaluate where you are. Okay, so now what I want you to do with your piece of paper is on each line that you've drawn out from the center of the paper, I want you to put 10 little marks on the line, approximately equal distance from each other. So for example, you have line number 1, which corresponds to the base chakra. I want you to just put 10 little lines, 10 little slash marks on that line, sort of like a ruler. And do that on the second one and the third one and all of them, on all 7 of them. Put 10 little slash marks. So what you should be looking at is something that looks a lot like a star. It's got 7 lines coming out from the center of the paper, and they each have little slash marks on them, 10 little marks. And if you kind of messed it up, so to speak, and you made a mess of the paper, don't worry about it. You can do this again. Or if it looks kind of not perfect to you, why don't you just not worry about it? Just let it go. How about that? And if you want to do this again and again and again, you can do it, and I'll bet it'll be better and better each time. But either way, you will get the basic benefit from this exercise. So let's look at line number 1 that you've drawn out from the center of the circle. And you've got 10 marks on there. Now these correspond to levels. So level 1 would be closest to the center of the paper. And then level 2 would be the next little slash mark out. Level 3 would be the next one. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way out. So number 1, so the first little slash mark is very close to the center of the paper. And the last slash mark is all the way out near the edge of the paper or the end of the line that you drew. Okay, so they're kind of like little measuring sticks. You're going to measure your progress on each. So for the first one, for the base chakra, I want you to evaluate yourself. Now you've made some notes there. You know what the base chakra corresponds to. On a scale from 1 to 10, how are you doing? Now don't worry, you don't have to show it to me or anyone else. The more honest you are with your answers, the better the results are going to be, because you're going to know where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. And knowing your weaknesses is a lot more helpful than knowing your strengths, because when you know your weaknesses, you understand the challenge areas. See, I don't like to look at them as weaknesses. I just use that term because that's what people relate to. But really, these are challenge areas. They provide room for improvement, so they're wonderful opportunities. But we need to expose them. You need to see them. So be honest with yourself. You can throw this paper away after you're done if you want. So a large part of what the first chakra has to do with is stability. And really, the chakra is concerned with how you're doing in the material world. How stable are you in the material world? Okay, you made some notes on there, but also listen to what I'm saying now. You are evaluating yourself on how stable you are in the material world. How well do you hold a job? How well do you pay your bills? How well do you take care of your physical body? How well do you exercise? How consistent are you with those things? Give yourself a credit rating, if you will. But beyond that, give yourself a rating on how you take care of yourself, not just how you take care of your finances, but how you take care of yourself also, and the things that you have, how do you take care of those? So rate all of that. Give it an overall estimate. How well do you do? Is it a 1? If it's a 1, I want you to mark the first slash mark if it's number 1. If you feel that you do it to a 2 level, then mark the second one. A good way to look at these marks on here, you have 1 through 10, would be percentages. 1 being 10%, 2 being 20%, all the way up to 10 being 100%. What percentage of success are you having in this area? Not what percentage would you like to have or do you feel you could have, but realistically, what are you doing? What's going on in your life? How successful are you in this area? I know you may be looking at this and thinking, I can change. I'll change tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. I'll be consistent. But that's not what we're after here. What we're after is, how have you been doing? Okay, moving on to number two. Number two, the spleen chakra. Your sensuality, your creativity. It also has to do with your enthusiasm and your willingness to explore creatively. Okay, so what I said before, you wrote down. Now I'm giving you some extra information. So take all of that into consideration. All of those factors go into evaluating the chakra. How well are you doing in those areas? Sensuality, creativity, enthusiasm, exploring creatively. You can kind of evaluate this if you're over 18 in terms of, what kind of lover are you? Are you creative? Are you expressing your sensuality? Are you exploring creatively new boundaries? If you're an artist of any age, how expressive are you in your art? How creative are you? How are you exploring new boundaries? Are you painting the same old thing? Are you painting the house with the woods? Or are you branching out a little bit? Sometimes you paint a psychedelic house, and sometimes the woods maybe turn into animals. You know how creative you're being. You know how well you're pushing the boundaries. You know, when I was 5 years old, I learned how to swim, but I didn't really learn that well. My parents took me to a swimming coach. I remember his name was Mr. Bunting. Don't know if he's alive anymore. Don't know where he is or anything about him. I don't think I've seen him since. But my parents took me down the street to Mr. Bunting's house, and he had a pool, and he had, I think, a couple daughters, and they were great swimmers, and he was teaching me how to swim. Well, you can only teach a person to the extent that they want to learn, and apparently I didn't want to learn that much, so I learned doggy style, how to swim doggy style, which is, you kind of paddle with your hands, and you're not doing any actual stroke. You're not doing butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke, or freestyle, as I later did in my teens when I was on a swim team. But at that point, just did the doggy paddle. That's all I wanted to learn. So when it came time to swim, I was holding on to the edge of the pool for the most part. And I remember swimming with my friends at their pools. It seems like in South Florida, everybody had a pool in their backyard when I grew up in the 70s. And my parents eventually got one. Also, I think they waited until the 80s to get one. But there were pools. And in the 70s, when I was learning how to swim, I would hold on to the edge of the pool and pull myself around the pool. And when I swam, I would swim doggy style, just a little bit out and swim back in. Well, I would have had to give myself a 1 if I was evaluating my creativity and whether or not I was exploring my boundaries and pushing my boundaries back then. I really wasn't. In my swimming life was not very creative at all. It had set boundaries. So think of that story when you think about your life and you think about your creativity. In those areas in which you have a possibility of expressing your creativity, how well do you do it? Give yourself an evaluation from 1 to 10. The third chakra is the solar plexus chakra. Right in the center of your body, the solar plexus chakra. This has to do with the development of your feelings. How well are you nurturing and developing your feelings? It also has to do with limitless possibilities. So again, we have two chakras that are very similar. Just like the sixth and seventh chakras are similar, the second and third are fairly similar as well. However, this chakra focuses a lot on feelings. Also, something I didn't tell you before, wisdom. Wisdom. So think about all of those things. And realize that the third chakra goes a step beyond the second chakra. We're not just talking about exploring your creativity and your boundaries. We're talking about expanding your limitless possibilities. So really taking that two energy and blowing it up and making it even more powerful. How well do you do all of those things? I know it's a lot under one roof, but how well do you do those things? Give yourself a number. Okay, and I want you to just go from the gut, as it were, go from the spleen, or go from the base of your spine, really shoot from the gut here. I want you to just go with the first number that comes to mind. Let go of evaluating it or thinking of what's the right answer or what in the world we're leading up to and how it's going to affect the total picture. Don't worry about that. Just give it a number that you come up with first. Okay, let's look at the heart chakra, number four. The heart chakra, the fourth chakra. This has to do with love and compassion, being selfless. It also has to do with developing your healing skills for yourself and for other people. How well do you heal yourself? How well do you heal other people? Now, when I say healing skills, this can be something as simple as writing a card to someone. You can actually help someone heal emotionally by writing a card. Or perhaps you're a doctor or a nurse or an attorney who helps people. Yes, attorneys do help people. Perhaps you're in a profession that helps people heal somehow, heal from a divorce, heal from a wrongdoing. Perhaps you're a counselor. You help people heal from the loss of a love. So love, compassion, selflessness, and developing your skills of healing, healing yourself and others. How well do you self-nurture? How well do you nurture yourself or self-soothe? I love that term, self-soothe, as if you're taking yourself in your own arms and comforting yourself. How well do you do that? How well do you love yourself and others? How compassionate are you? How selfless are you? Do you always feel that you have to do something and gain something from it? Or can you just do something just because you want to do something for somebody? Because you're motivated intrinsically, you're motivated inside, internally, and you feel that it's the right thing to do. Do you have to get money for what you do, or can you just do it? Do you care about others? Do you care about yourself? Or do you treat yourself poorly? Do you allow yourself to be in an abusive relationship? If so, reflect it in the answer. Or do you set firm boundaries? Do you respect yourself, and do you demand that others respect you? And do you respect others and demand that others respect others and others respect themselves? How into this love and compassion thing are you? Give yourself an honest evaluation. Let's look at the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. I gave you some notes before, but I want to give you some more information now. This has to do with self-expression, also with inspiration and communication, with being open to higher development, not necessarily tuning into psychic powers, which would be the sixth chakra, not necessarily developing your higher self, which would be the seventh chakra, but being open to higher development and speaking with wisdom. That is another part of the fifth chakra. Think about it. It's at your throat level. So speaking with wisdom. Now, what does that mean? That's a huge one if you think about it. Speaking with wisdom. We can say a lot of things that aren't really wise, can't we? We can get ourselves into a lot of trouble quickly by having a short temper and expressing it verbally, by saying things that are hurtful. But when we speak with wisdom, when we use our throats wisely and let positive words pass through them into the world, then we're on the path of clearing the fifth chakra. When we communicate plainly and clearly, when we express ourselves, when we're independent, when we're open to higher development, and when we express ourselves with wisdom, then our fifth chakra is clear. How well are you doing with all of this? Give yourself an evaluation right now. Let's look at the sixth chakra, the brow, the eyebrows, right between the eyebrows, the third eye. If you had a third eye, that's where it would be. And guess what? You do have a third eye. And with this third eye, how well do you realize your inner senses? How aware are you of your inner self, your clairvoyance, your intuition? How much into deepening your life experiences are you? Are you going through life attending to your animal instincts only, which do need your attention, as I mentioned before, or are you aware of a higher you? Give yourself an evaluation now. Let's move on to the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, at the top of your head. If you wore a crown, that's where it would go, where the crown chakra is. And you do have a crown. Your crown chakra is your crown. So when you evaluate this chakra, you need to think of how much time do you spend on developing your inner self, not how interested are you in it? Not how aware are you of it? That would be the fifth and sixth chakra. But the seventh chakra is all about how much time you actually take to meditate. How into spiritual development are you? How much time do you contemplate a higher self? How much time do you spend thinking about God, if you will? If you're a religious person, how much time do you spend really tuning into your God? So we're not talking here about passing thoughts. We're talking about actually taking the time to do this. Now, this can be when you're driving to work, or if you work in a cubicle, perhaps you can spend time there doing this. Shocking as it may be, not everyone works a full 8-hour day. And I'm reminded of the movie Office Space, which is a great hypnosis movie, by the way. The guy goes to a hypnotherapist. The hypnotherapist has something unfortunate happen to him. And the star of the show stays in hypnosis, which wouldn't actually happen, but he stays in hypnosis. And he suddenly has a very blasé approach to life. And it actually benefits him because he becomes a more calm person. So I think about that movie when I think about the fact that if you have a job, you actually have time during the job when you can actually meditate or think about higher things. Unless you're in the situation where your boss is watching over you constantly, but in most jobs you do have time where you can just kind of check out a little bit. Unless you're operating some sort of heavy machinery, in which case you would not want to check out. But if you have some sort of an office job, you have time there. If you're driving to work, you have time there. As long as you're able to focus on the road at the same time. As you're taking a shower, you have time there. But the idea is that it's not just happening randomly. You're taking the time. You're saying, okay, when I take my shower for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes or however long you shower, I am going to focus on my higher self. I'm going to contemplate. I'm going to willingly and willfully contemplate what really is inside me and how I can be in touch with the Creator or the creative energy of the universe or my higher self or all of the above. So if you take time, no matter where it is or when it is, if you take time on a regular basis to meditate and to contemplate, then give yourself a really good mark here. If not, just be honest. Just be honest. Honesty is the important factor here. So now you've got something that looks like a star with a bunch of slash marks on each line, and you've put marks somewhere along each line. So now all I want you to do is connect the dots. Connect the dots one to another. You're only going to connect neighbor dots. So start with number one, connect it to dot number two, connect it then to dot number three, then dot number four, five, six, seven, then back to number one. So you've made a complete circle. Ideally, this would look like a circle. And I want you to think of it like a wheel on a car. If you put this thing that you just drew on a car, would that car run smoothly? Or would it go kaplunk, kaplunk, kaplunk? Or would it stick in the dirt and not be able to go anywhere? What have you drawn? What kind of shape have you drawn? Take a look at it. Is it sort of a square? Is it something kind of bumpy? Or is it pretty much round? Now, if it's pretty much round, the next thing you want to look at is how high are these marks? You see, if they're all ones and it's round, that doesn't really help you a whole lot. But if they're all sevens or above and it's fairly round, you are ready to raise your kundalini. If not, then I urge you, before you raise your kundalini, to clear up those areas. You know what to do in each area. You know what the sticking point was. You know what you promised yourself when you were evaluating it that you would do tomorrow or that you would change about yourself. You had the aha moments as you went through this. Go through it again if you need to. But you know what to clear up and what to clean up. And when you do that, your chakras automatically clear up. And it's not the idea of just doing it so that you can clear your chakras, you can raise the kundalinis, you can have all this energy. You need to make sure you're not going into it like that. What you want to do, on the other hand, is make sure your intentions are pure. Don't force this. Give yourself time. If it's something that you can clear up right away, do it. You know the difference between something you can clear up right away and something that's going to take time. For example, if you don't have a meditation habit, you should probably spend a week meditating every day, somewhere, somehow, for at least 5 minutes a day before you can consider the chakra that corresponds to that to be clear. You see, you're not going to fool your chakras into being clear. You're going to have to actually clear them. It's kind of like having a cold. Your body either has a cold or it doesn't have a cold. It either got rid of the cold or it still has the cold. You know whether or not you have the cold still. And in this case, the cold is the unclear chakra. So take the time to do it right. Clear yourself, clear your chakras, heal your chakras, heal that cold, if you will. Get it out of your system, and then you're ready to raise the kundalini. Because the situation that you do not want to have happen is you raise the kundalini up to, say, the fifth chakra, and suddenly you realize there's a problem with the fifth chakra. You're not communicating properly, you're not expressing yourself properly, and the kundalini is stuck at the level of the fifth chakra. That's something you don't want. So they must all be clear. So raising the kundalini is actually a pathway of enlightenment and purification and proper living. It can give you all of these things because you will not raise your kundalini without clearing up your life. Isn't that wonderful? Maybe you thought this was a program of just raising kundalini and getting a bunch of power and moving on, but really, it's a program that has to do with you cleaning up your act. And guess what? We all have things we have to clean up. And it's also not as if you clean up all your chakras and they're good to go forevermore. It takes constant effort, but this effort is a wonderful thing. I mean, think about it. Think about the things that you're working on. You're working on your communication. You're working on expressing yourself creatively, possibly even sexually. You're working on meditating. You're working on becoming a wonderful, amazing, powerful, beautiful, enlightened person. And the reward for that is the ability to raise the kundalini. Now, as we're going to find out later on, just because you can raise the kundalini doesn't mean you should raise the kundalini. You need to make sure that you're prepared to raise the kundalini. Even after your chakras are clear, there are a few more steps that you need to take care of. But for right now, your homework assignment is to make sure that you clear the chakras so that you have at least a level 7 on all 7 of the chakras. So if you have any challenges that you need to work on, get excited, get enthusiastic, realize that, hey, you're changing your life. I mean, if you've been doing certain things a certain way for a while, maybe years now, well, rather than expecting to change overnight, which you can do, but rather than putting all that pressure on yourself, how about taking a week to work on these things? Now, if it's something you can clean up right now on the spot, go for it. Maybe your throat chakra is blocked just because you haven't told someone that you really love them or that you really can't stand them or something along those lines. Maybe you just haven't said something and you know what it is and you know you have to do it and you can just go ahead and do it right now. Maybe it's as simple as that. But maybe it's a little deeper than that. Maybe you need to take time to work on it. So give yourself the time you need. Take up to a week for the things that really need a lot of work. And then join me here for the next step.